still in the hospital.
I'll be there.
I
talked to your sweet daughter this morning and invited her to come out and told her how much we loved her, and she said she might be coming out.
Good.
I thought you said...
get up there Saturday, I'm sure.
Huh?
I'm sure we won't be able to get up there Saturday.
Well, I'm sorry.
Doc said I ought to stay put until I get this thing completely. I'm going to treat it very kindly and I get it well.
Well, I'd do that because there's not anything more important than that. And you'd be awful miserable if you have these recurrences. I wanted to talk to you because I got a lot of trouble on my bank down there, and I'm not going to go on and prove it. I'm just going to just have to hold it. If we prove it at all, it'll have to be later. And I wanted to kind of go over it with you. Albert's a little upset. Looks like it'll probably mean he and Wortham will be upset, but I just can't... I can't do it at this moment, and I just kind of wanted you to know it and what my thinking was behind it. Albert called Jack Valenti and said Gus felt it was a personal insult to him, and that he would he had worked on this and had to be done on his personal account, and that he, Albert, thought it had to be done this and that too. And I've got problems of my own that I'm not going to ruin my presidency just on account of something personal. I'm just not going to do it. And I've got I told Jack to tell him to get John Jones to write me a letter telling me that that he was our friend, he enjoyed being up here, and that he wanted me to know it. He and the Chronicle strongly supported my administration, sincerely. Which was a very simple, dignified letter. I never could get him to say that the other day when he was here. I tried to get him to all morning, and he finally came around and said, whenever you need anything, call on us. There's a hell of a lot of difference if you follow me.
Yeah.
And I know the Joneses because I dealt with Jesse in the 41 campaign. And Gus wasn't ever able to deliver him, and nobody else was, including Roosevelt. You remembered?
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, I've got a boy that's kind of pouting a little bit that's on the other side of the fence, and while he tells Albert one thing, he tells the other people another thing. And they say that if I approve the merger in Houston, it'll set off around, it'll be the first action this administration. And it will just show that that we are going to allow these combinations, and it'll set off a round of consolidations among the bigger banks in the nation. At every one of them, but they say in Minneapolis where they turned down, well, Johnson's got a little different attitude from Bobby Kennedy.
Well, every case that's on its own fault.
That's right, and they say that the Texas case is a very bad precedent to start out with. So I wouldn't mind overriding that if I was overriding it for anything. But
well, I thought you'd have perfect eyes since President Kennedy approved, said he's going to approve it.
No, he hadn't said he's going to approve it.
He told everybody.
No, he wasn't. He told me that he was going to get that Chronicle right in his hip pocket, support him the rest of his life, or he wasn't going to give him the time of day.
He told John he'd ride out to the airport.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
But John quoted him that way.
I don't give a damn what he quoted him to. Everybody's quoting Kennedy on everything, George. But I know this because I was in on it. And I was in on it very much. I talked to him that night, and I talked to him the next morning, and I talked to him a good deal of times about both Fort Worth and Houston. And nobody has committed anybody to anything, and if they were committed, they oughtn't to be committed unless it's a mutual affair. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And,
I mean, if as far as you do it, I mean, if you wanted to get out of it, but as said, Mr. Kennedy already had approved it.
Well, I can't do that, though. He hasn't done that. He hadn't done it, and the Attorney General hadn't done it, and the Controller hadn't done it yet. And Mr. Kennedy doesn't have to approve it, you see. It's just these underlings, but they have to do it. I have to order them to do it over their objection. And I'm sure it'll be in a column the next morning. Did you ever see Icky's order anybody do something down the line that they didn't want to do, but what they went and said they were ordered to do it?
That's usually what to do, all right.
So I think the smart thing to do and the wise thing, if he doesn't feel like he wants to write a little letter like that, is just let it go for a few months and let some others be acted on, and then take another look at it. I don't think it'd hurt anything much if it did. I don't believe the economy would be ruined, and I know damn well I'd be lighter on me. And I love Gus, and I don't want to hurt Gus's feelings, but if his feelings are going to get hurt because I don't approve something for him, well, maybe...
Oh, I think that's what Albert's talking. I think Gus is talking.
Well, Jack Valenti told Gus we wanted a letter. And very frankly, what I was going to do is take the letter and send it to an emissary to some other folks and say, now here, goddammit, you all got jobs as well as we have, and this fellow here is important to us, and we got to care of this state, and we just got to do this, period. And so Jack told Gus to just say, dear Mr. President, I enjoyed the lunch.
I don't think John's been here since then.
I just enjoyed the lunch with you very much, and enjoyed the morning visit with you, and good to see you, and with Mr. Wortham and with Congressman Thomas. And I just want you to know that we're making arrangements for special coverage in Washington, the Chronicle, which they've already done. And that so far as I'm personally concerned, the paper's concerned, it's going to support your administration as long as you're there. And sincerely, your friend, John Jones. And I would have a little lever to hit Bobby and the rest of them unless they want to defeat me. Now, that's what President Kennedy said he was going to make them do. And I don't see a damn thing wrong with that. That's very reasonable. Gus told Jack, said, that's fine. I'll work it out now. You can depend on that. I'll work it out in my own way. Two or three days went by, and we didn't get an answer, so Albert calls up and says, it's got to be done. So Jack called up Mr. Wortham and said, okay, I sure want to act on this. He's just trying to serve all of them. He's friendly with Albert, and he loves Albert, and maybe I'm going to have to let him go back and work for Albert, because Albert calls him twice a day, and he's just too busy working for Albert here. So Gus said, well, that he didn't know, and he didn't know whether he'd get this letter, and I'm sure Albert told him that he oughtn't have to do that.
So that,
huh? So this morning, Albert called and said that Gus is awful upset, and Gus is worried, and Gus is mad, and that he thinks that Johnson ought to do this for him. Well, now, I'll do anything for Gus. I expect more than Albert will. But I ain't going to get myself in an indefensible position, and I am in an indefensible position, and both Justice and Treasury will uncock me right quick if I do it. So I don't want you to think it. It's not because I don't love you and Gus. I know when you're dealing with the Joneses, you got to deal with the Joneses. And if he's not that interested in me and not that loyal to me and can't even put me in a position where I can tell the people that are fighting him that I'm getting his support, then I've got nothing to fight with. And then the goddamn bit of reason that I know of why I should act. Do you?
Well, your friends out here want you.
Well, but I mean, if they can't deliver a damn thing, all I'm going to deliver is criticism for me.
Well, I think you got a perfect phrase. You know, wait till somebody else approves, and then you come in here and be the first one.
Well, we may do that. That may be the thing. But I ain't going to do it, George, unless John Jones is willing to say to me that he's my friend.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a reasonable position?
I think it's all right, except that Albert thought it was too much of a cash and carry thing. I think you ought to do it, but it hurt you.
Mm. Well,
that's what he told them, I think. He told me that.
Told him what?
Too much of a trade. I think it ought to be done, but it hurt you as well as them.
How would it hurt me?
Well, they say that it was a cash and carry thing, that you, they committed themselves to you, and you did something for them.
Well, he doesn't think they ought to do that, huh?
No. That's Albert's philosophy.
Why doesn't he want them committed to me?
He wants them committed, but says they are committed. Don't think they ought to do it right. That was his philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we may not be there but a little while, but if they don't want to tell me that they're my friends in writing, well, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure if I call John Jones and tell him to do it, he'll do it.
I don't want you to call John Jones. I don't want to be pressuring him, and I don't even. I just want to tell you because I'm not going to do it. As long as that attitude's that way. Now, Albert may be stronger than I am, and if he is, we'll just find out right now. I'm for him and love him, but if he don't want to, if that's what's done. I knew it was, because Gus told me it'd be right up here.
Well, he just agreed with the philosophy of it. I don't know why, but his philosophy was wrong. It hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Well.
They have it in writing like that.
Yeah, well. I didn't say that he's. I didn't tell him to mention the bank. And it ain't going to hurt me to have in writing any goddamned editor in the United States say they're going to support me. Do you think so? And I'm afraid that Albert thinks that if they committed to me and going to help me a little bit, why that they're going to hurt him. Now we got to quit that damn childish play.
Well, I don't think you think that.
Well,
I don't think you think that. You know it.
I know I've been trying to have a good dinner in Houston for 3 goddamn years. And either he's just getting ready to have one or he wants to put it off for something else constantly. I know that he had played around with Yarber on his whole damn trip. When he's supposed to ride with me, he had Yarber back there and he was riding with him. I wouldn't have allowed the son of a bitch to ride with me if he'd been Albert, if the position had been reversed. I know he just hoard all over the lot. I know he's jealous and mean and vicious as hell. And you know he is, too. And I ain't going to stick my neck out to ruin myself nationally just to follow his directions. Now, we've told Gus what we want. And we want a very simple, easy little letter. And we want him to live up to it. Namely, that they're my friends and they're going to support me. And they don't have to be mentioning it in the goddamn bank or anything else. And we want an argument on these 4 points written down on legal stationery by the best lawyer they got as to why this won't kick off a series of mergers and why this won't do these other things that they say it'll do. So I can take that argument and show it to them and send a man with both of them and say, here, gentlemen, here's the way we think you ought to do. Now, I think I know more about how to run my business than Albert does. And
I know that way you do.
And I ain't going to do it otherwise. And you just, you don't want to quote me, but you can just say you know me well enough to know, by God, that as long as that letter ain't there, the approval ain't there.
You just let it ride
as
some other
thing. Yeah, well, no, I just let it ride, period. If he doesn't want to do that much for me, I don't need to do that much for him. I've got no real interest in John Jones. I can get by without the Chronicle.
Well, you have in the past.
Yeah, damn well. And I would say in the last week that the most hurtful headline nearly every day has been from the Chronicle. We just looked at him, coming and going.
He's had some damn good editorials in there.
I haven't seen editorials. Somebody said he's going to have.
Well, he had them. He gets somebody's looking for
them. All right.
I bet.
Well, this is a simple thing, and
one or 2very good ones.
I would imagine that you wrote to Mr. Eisenhower and said, I'm your friend, and I'd be glad to try to help you any way I can. And that's not a very strong statement. And if he doesn't feel that strong about the proposition, he don't feel very strong. And I just think that what he did down there, that Albert just talked Gus out of doing what Gus knew was right.
Well, I'd let it ride, by you.
All right, we will. And I'll just call Jack back and tell him to tell Albert that till we get that letter, we're not going to act. Have you got any better suggestion than that?
No, I think that's pretty good.
All right. And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to keep thinking about how I can help you.
All right, that's wonderful. But I mean, how are you going to, tell them?
Well, I think what I ought to do, if you want me to, I can get this whole thing sold by getting Gus out here by himself. He had come out to the hospital by himself. He had a hell of a cold. He hadn't come to see me because he had a cold.
Well, I'd tell him that you've heard.
Gus and I can talk to no muscle. We communicate when we're on the same wavelength. And I can explain things to him, but I quote you anything, and he can go and get John to it.
All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. You just tell him what the facts are. Tell him you heard from Jack. Gus was going to send a letter, and then Gus decided not to send a letter. And we're going to use a letter to get the damn thing approved.
Well, Justin told me the other day on the phone, he sent a letter and sent a copy up to John so John can copy it. Did you ever get a letter from Gus?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I want to take John's letter, very frankly, to turn over to one of Bobby Kennedy's strong men and say, this guy's supporting us and we got to quit cracking at him. If you're going to stay in this cabinet, we've got to do it. Now, Albert doesn't know the byplay going on within the administration.
Well, of course, he thinks that you're going to lose Bobby anyway, and Bobby's going to quit your fight, you know. That's all he said. Well, he says, you wait to see the handwriting on the wall. That Bobby, he's a very confused person.
Well, he may be. Maybe, but I don't make a goddamn if I've got the controller that's going on and approves it. And if I need the letter to do it, he ought to let me have it. And I think all he's got to say in the letter is this. Mr. President, I enjoyed visiting with you very much. I was stimulated by hearing you and Mr. Wortham and Congressman Thomas talk about old times. I just want you to know that I'm making special arrangements for coverage in Washington. And me and the entire Chronicle are going to support you and your administration sincerely.
Okay.
Now, I don't know a thing in the world wrong with that, do you? And then he'll say, well, he's already said that. Say, okay, well, there ain't a goddamn bit of reason why he doesn't say it there. And then what we'll do, I'll send Pierce Salinger with that letter.
About you, I wouldn't let Jack tell Albert anything. Let me talk to Gus.
All right.
Because Albert gets them on the ball.
All right.
You know, Albert wants to take credit for this thing. You know what he's planning for.
I sure do.
Huh?
But he's already got all he needs. Why don't he let me have a little?
Well, I'm just telling you. That's the way it is. You know it well as I do. If you tell Jack to call, I'll just let it lay.
That's good. That's good. You just go on and get Gus out there, and we'll act in accordance with your instructions.
All right.
But you be damn sure that you and Gus have that Chronicle.
Okay.
And you get me that letter, and I'll be sure that I send that over by Pierce Salinger. And I'll have him meet with this boy at the National Committee that handles the business. And I'll have them sit down, the controller of the currency, and we'll override the whole goddamned outfit, and they'll do it to hold their own jobs. Okay?
Okay.
All right, call me tonight or tomorrow.
All right.